begin the current daf Masechta Sukkah daf Lamed Hey. Begin Amud Aleph. Begin today's last. Begin with the words of the Gemara. Lametcha, it comes to teach you Shapil Pollen that the peppercorns Chayim Arla are obligated in the laws of Arla. Which what's the chiddush in that? Deloitim, I don't say min yerekud. It's a type of a vegetable like a plant. They should eat shuffle because they're very low tree. Kamay Raisim Sheni Gavoy, which is not so high. That's what Rashi explains the chiddush. That's difficult. It's not what makes it dependent. But kama eat some shvalim, heim shishim terizilim. We have many low bushes that have a halachic status as a tree. So what's the chiddush? Elohim the Tamarad says a different interpretation. It says the reason is Mishnah Rabin Pregbas Yom Hussein last Pregbin Yom Adam Peyav and Beis Kospa Polav Yom Degipur. If someone chooses peppercorns of Yom Kippur, Potzi is going to be exempt. Uparach and the Gemara asks, I Mahakti Bepon Chayim Ba'Arla. I we see that peppercorns are obligated in Arla, so we see that it does have a designation as a Eichel, and that's why it's forbidden in the years of Arla. Mishnah the Gemara answers, yeah, Habri Tifto Habri Beshta. When is a Chayiv? When is it considered as a pre? When it's moist? When it's dry? Then it's not considered as a Meichel. Oh, so therefore, but thought that you would have thought to say, "Kim nesevaliyah," but since ultimately it's going to dry up, but for the tifta, but during the when it's moist, you would be put from arlo, and that already now we don't consider it as a regular oichel. That Rameh had to tell us that no, from the pasuk you see that it is going to be chayav in arlo. Then the Tzitzis Mitzvah begin to say, "When all the krabbe babon," how do you know even that this pasuk is talking about peppercorns? Oh, because it's peri yibeitzer shava. What may ima estrik? What may our own sugya says estrik has the same quality? Maybe Tilson, maybe it's refers to fenugreek, the estrik. As we find, Esrik Tamei Tepir Yishabek, the Mahach, like the Gemara says, Obeya Bechin Tilsen, we find Fenugreek, because I mean Beshil Per Kama the Beya, like we find the end of the first Pek in Beya, also as considered Etepir Yishabek. Antithesis, Tesis, Beshil Mati says, no, Esrik ain't a Chiddush in Mechayim Arlo. First of all, Esrik would not be Chiddush in Mechayim Arlo, of course, because it's an Elon. And with Tilsen, in Yeriku, and actually, Fenugreek cannot be the laws of Arlo, because actually it's a Yerik, it's a vegetable. How do we know that in the Choshim climb became the fact that we say it's considered a forbidden mixture in the vineyard? Because I'm a seven, so like it says in Arlo, Paragimel, Meshed, Bob. My celebration bay is born in the beginning, Meshed, Bay, Dabgimel, and Alvim, Shilly, or in the end of a paragraph, and Bumps, and Bealvim, Alp. Mishal, Lichabil, Tilson, Kushla, Klaikim. If someone had bundles of fenugreek that was from a forbidden mixture in the vineyard, so you see that it's obviously not a tree because a tree doesn't have a climb, obviously it's considered a Yerik, and therefore again, the only one that it could have been is Papon of the peppercorn. Continue with the next taste in Masada, begin with the words of the Gemara, Lemisha imba heta achila. Because there's no permissibility of eating it, that's the problem with the Esrig of Arla that our Mishnah said you cannot be Yaitzu with. So that's what he said, according to the one that says that, so we know why Esrig of Chumitimeya you can't use, because although you can benefit, but you can't eat it, and therefore it's going to be pasal. Because Rechmon Melchem Ter says that Vakachm Lechem, which means Harer Lechem Machal Dachin Nasin, that which is fit for you in all types of benefit, and since you can't eat it, so that would invalidate using Truma Temeah as Esrik. Now, Ba'avag, I'm thinking about Truma Temeah, although by Truma Temeah itself, the Shin and Perek, Bemad Lik, and the Gemara expands the Shabbos, and Daf Chavim, and Abed Chsev, Lacha, it says, for you, which shall chate, it should be yours, last Sikha Tachas Nav Shilcha, that you should be able to burn as fuel beneath your cooked dish. So what I mean, how could you invalidate as Lachem when the Torah itself says it to you in the context of Lacha? So it says, no, Kivan and Itmez, yeah, Truma Temeah, when once it becomes Tameh, the Asar Kasim, the Torah tells you that it's forbidden to eat it. So, Shaykh Lidrish, Lacha, Didei. So, what are you going to explain Lacha then if you can't eat it? It's going to be like Abba Sharanaz regarding all other pleasures. In other words, that you cannot say it's obviously permitted to be eaten because it's already telling you that it's forbidden. Obviously, Lacha is going to teach that to us for other types of benefits. Kamoy Lacham de Lulav. Obviously, just like when it says Lacham, Lakach Lacham is going on all the Dalmin, including the Lulav, to Vashar Bechil, there's no eating, it's not a pre. So, obviously, Lacham would be other things, but regarding where you could eat it by an Esrig, which is a fruit. And says Lachem, that would be excluding that which is not fit to be eaten, which is the case of Chumat Tameh. Then says Tosfos, we're going to say, but Lulav Shel Ashir B'Shel and Dachas, by the Lulav of an Avizor tree, of a Dachas, which you mentioned on the Flam and Alf, Lulav Lam Tameh Nemech Sister, and why is it going to have to say the reason is because it's considered already like it's burnt, and therefore it's pulverized, and doesn't have the measurement, which has to have been the measurement. Typically, Mishum Devin Din Mammon, what do you mean? It should be sufficient that you have to have a monetary value, and since it's Yisur Hanah, it doesn't have a value of Shavu Pruta. Because even though, what do you mean? As you're bringing in our sugya, there is an opinion that's not concerned that the esrog has to have a monetary value. Oh, that's Hainim Shem Dikur L'Achila. As we pointed out this difference just a moment ago, the difference between the esrog and the lulav, that's because the primary is for eating. So therefore, the qualification is eating, nah. I'm a lulav, the less of Achila, we're a lulav, this doesn't have eating. Ksiv Lachem Didehe, obviously when it says Lachem, which is going all down meaning, so when it says Lachem in the context of lulav, obviously it didn't mammon, obviously regarding the monetary value. So lulav is also about na, so it's not a shavu pruta. So it should be possible because it doesn't have a din mammon, and therefore it's not going to qualify lechem. What do you have to say the reason? Because mech the shirao. That's basically something you can say is you're right. They're not going to the mech the shirao. This time we said the invalidation because it's like it doesn't have the measurement. It's because it lifts up a yom tov sheni. It's invalid. And the second day of yom tov, where lechem is only b'yom rishon, And still it's going to be possible because of Ksuzim Echdashara. And that's what Tizman then begins to say, Esrik Chol Arlo. So the Esrik of Arlo, which we said here in the Gemara, that doesn't have Hatamaman, that doesn't have a Dinmaman. Why do you have to invalidate because of these reasons that our Gemara brings? Typically, the Mitzvah Shudo, we're saying the inverse of the previous question. Here, why do you have to say because of, it's not Lechem, you could invalidate because it doesn't have the measurement. Because the Mitzvah of the Seifa, the Mitzvah is to burn it, because you can't do anything with it. The Kachash of it's more Begbasav, Abin Nesraf, and the Gemara. In the last parak in Tamur, the Flamagim on Bays includes the things that have to be burnt, where some are buried, some are burnt, but it has to be gotten rid of. And Bamin Hasim and the Stuff on Lake Varan, we say that those which are burnt are not buried. And the Epshad of the Raisa have the Arla B'Sefer. And biblically, maybe even the Allah of Arla is to be burnt, because the Afin Lamikalai Karim, we learn out the prohibition of Arla from that of a forbidden mixture of a vineyard, the Chsibba Pentikdish, which it says over there, the Kalai Karim. Pentictish, which the Shin Gemara expands the whole Nafkov Tezim Rav, it means Pentukar Eish. Maybe you have to burn it in the fire, because Klein, you have to burn the fire. And Svifa Arl is also. So Mahaina Atam and Ami Pazal Esther Shal Truma Temeim. And it's for that reason that Esther of Truma Temeim that we compared to Arla also is invalid, because Mitzvah of Esrefa, the Mitzvah is to burn it. So Balamalan Taman the Hatachel, why do you need the reason? Oh, because you don't have that it's permitted to be eaten, to invalidate it. What do you mean? Why don't you just say Ksus Mechdashirah? So it says here, something you could say is, Debadil Lahayitzarah. You're right. You most definitely would not have to invalidate the Esrog of Arla because you can't eat it. Because, anyways, it's possible because you have to burn it in Ksus Mechdashirah. Ella, but, is Nechelku Bahamach Taimelin Arla. They had this machlekes regarding the reasons of Arla, if it's because of you can't eat it because you know at the moment why. Is Meshum Denaf Minlein the Meisr Sheni? Because of its relevancy and the difference regarding Meisr Sheni. Like we conclude, the Gemara says, what's the difference between the two different interpretations? The difference is regarding Maisa Sheni, according to Reb Meir, who he holds that it does not have a monetary value because it's Mama Gevaya, but you could eat it. Uman Nemachsha, and the one who says that it is okay, Haina Libid runs according to Rabbanah, that they hold that it's considered Mama Hedged. And the Hava Matzal Menami, and the Gemara could have also said that the difference is, if it has to have din mamun, besides the permission of eating it, by ma'aser sheni begvulin, by the second type out of Yerushalayim, b'libdu kol ama, and according to everybody, even the rabbanon agree, out of Yerushalayim, that doesn't have din mamun, because no hatachila, can look with chelik, like it's obviously in the end of chelik, it's an end of beis and beishu, mamagabaya, that even the rabbanon agree, out of Yerushalayim, that is considered Hashem's money, it's only yours, but in Yerushalayim you could eat it. But al kapanim, right, regarding Arla is no difference. The difference would be regarding these two interpretations, not in this context, any excuse method to shut out. So regarding ma'aser sheni, in the opinion of Mayor, that would be the difference between these two interpretations. That's why they're mentioning it. Can you next taste of the Master taste to begin with the words of the Gemara? Asi lechem lechem. Learn Gzeirut Shava. Although it doesn't say matzaschem, we know it has to be your matzah from Gzeirut Shava from Chala. Now, so this taste is tame, it's a wonder. Could Perkal Shah, the Gemara Pesach, not Lama Hema Beis, tells us the end yitzin day matzah v'tabla. You cannot fulfill your obligation of matzah with untied produce. And the reason is because it says in the Pasuk, you shouldn't eat chametz for 7 days, and you should eat instead matzahs, which yatsa mishe surah lemishim dal teichel tabel. So that excludes that which is not only prohibited because of chametz, but it's also prohibited because of the prohibition of eating untied produce. And it has to have only this of chametz to have that positive commandment of eating matzah. That's how we know to exclude matzah tabel. So it says, but tabel mishim dibin matzah mishalachem. What do you mean? Anyways, you should exclude it because it has to be your matzah, as we're saying here in our sugi. But tabel chashav lechem, our type person is not considered yours. Like we find over here in the context of the laws of esrog, because the adkam of pligi b'sham b'sil abu demai. Where do we find the machleik is that you could use an esrog of a demai, which is doubtful if it's untied. And the reason is b'sil hold you could use it from the boyim afkalein. Let's say because if you want you could declare all your properties ownless of ani, and then you'd be a pauper b'chasle, and then be fit for him. Have a temel vadim, but defendant of untied produce kula ma'ida. It seems like everyone would agree, which is forbidden for everyone that you're not to use because it's not considered yours. So why do you have to come on to the reason of that? There's only isra of chametz, not of temel. So it says you can say it's not delayed dami. It's not comparable. Because the hadin yochel lots of esrog shel tabel ditzit, you cannot use the esrog of tabel. That's not because it's not yours. Actually, because David kuba esrog the shutafim. Because actually considered an esrog owned by partners. Because shesh l'kayim b'levi b'chelik. Because it's not only your chul inside of it. In that untied produce also has the chum and the mice of the kayim b'levi. So they consider like they have a portion of that esrog. And with dami la'achat shekano esrog tim demet beis, it's like comparable to brothers that acquired esrog b'chus abayis with the inheritance that they have in the father's estate. But Yishon Neichel Nazigma says in Babas Akuv Lazayin Umbeis, yet if one of them uses it and he fulfills obligation, if he could eat it, I mean if there's other striking. or if the others already fulfilled obligations, and the brothers are not particular, because they're going to be considered lechem. If not, they're particular, and he can't eat it. No, he doesn't fulfill that obligation, because it has to be totally his esrog, not only partially. And so, to over here by Tevel, the esrog is not totally his, because the kohen and Levi have a portion of that. But regarding matzah of Tevel, that when you eat from it many olive sizes, pieces of it, which is the minimum for matzah, if he has a portion of it, a kezayis, that's his portion. Yes, it's full obligation because lechem has to be his kezayis. So that's why you need a pasuk to invalidate the matzah of tevel, which comparing it that only has a problem with chametz and tevel and not of lechem, because actually that it wouldn't be a problem about lechem because it is yours, and it's no problem about partners. And for that reason also, the tevel actually is considered like that of partners, because the kohen Yisrael are partners in there, and the portion of the Yisrael also has a portion of lechem. As nicha makes sense, the isa shel tevel chayev es b'chala, that the dough of tevel is obligated in chala. Milcha b'yishalmi, the d'mai, per kamishi, the tamak l'na b'raisa, ritz la'avish truma, hu truma es ma'isa, b'chala ka'acha. Someone wants to separate truma es ma'isa, and chala at the same time. Now, u'bevadi ari, midizaka l'havish truma g'dayla. And obviously talking about that he has to separate truma g'dayla. Now, but d'mai, you don't separate truma g'dayla, only ma'isa. And still, that between them in the Sechem, and even though it's Tevel, we don't exempt because of the Risa Sechem, that's your dough, which is something has to be totally yours, and the Kohen also has a portion in this Tevel. The reason is, because tomorrow where there's five quarters, which is the measurement of the obligate Sechala, there's that amount below Chalkashaka, without the portion of the Kohen, meaning besides what you can give to the Kohen, you have enough of that, which is the Yisrael, is to be chayiv in challah, which is like dough of partners. And because the paragraph is and hold up a couple of amabes, Zelfina, Isa, the Shot Tafin, we learn out that the dough of partners is chayiv in challah. So too is the same thing of the dough of tevel, which is considered dough of partners. And again, that's why we're differentiating between that of the Estric, which is not valid of tevel, and Kajas Matzah, which would be, if not for the Pasuk, that it only has to have the problem of chametz, not of tevel.